The Kishwaukee College Table Tennis Club's practice is in full swing. John Bennett is practicing on the far side of the room. He's been on the team around a year since he moved to the area from Mississippi.
I was looking on the website, and I saw a couple flyers and stuff, too. And I was like, you know what? I used to play down in Mississippi a little bit, had a super old table, and it died. So I moved up here, I was like, you know what? I think it'd be fun.
He's 24 years old, and in his last year at Kishwaukee, finishing up his associate degree in electrical engineering. After he's done, he can transfer to NIU, or he can use his degree to get a job at a utility company. It's the sort of customized, bang-for-your-buck experience community colleges brag about, and one they fear is jeopardized by state funding cuts that have forced layoffs, programs being scaled back, and tuition raised.
And it's the old proverbial three-legged stool.
Jerry Corcoran is the president of Illinois Valley Community College.
You know, once one of those sources of revenue dry up or don't pay their share, then that shifts the burden to the other two legs on the stool.
He's talking about the funding model for community colleges, equal parts local tax dollars, student tuition, and state funding. When that state funding evaporated during the two-year budget impasse, some schools were able to make do without it, while others were caught without that leg to stand on. For some schools, the uncertainty forced upheaval in administration. Several of those community colleges had new presidents take over during the crisis.
It framed the future.
Lori Borowitz became president of Kishwaukee College 6 months into the impasse.
I think you always want to learn from the past. It has made us a little bit more conservative with our resources. We have a new budgeting model so that we don't get caught flat-footed again.
A few presidents, like Borowitz, began their terms either just before or just after layoffs swept through their new campuses. Many, like Kishwaukee, chose to change their funding models.
The way we set off to do that was to remove the volatility of the state funding out of our budget.
That's Doug Jensen, the president of Rock Valley College. Their strategy has been zero-based budgeting, or planning as if the state funding doesn't exist. They also made cuts during the impasse, even in prioritized areas like nursing. But today, they're back to a balanced budget. Others inherited stable situations and weren't as impacted by the state's issues.
Our budget is based primarily on our tax base and then tuition.
Diane Nyemer is the Vice President of Educational Affairs at Waubonsie Community College.
So it's a matter of balancing, ensuring that we're offering all that our community needs with recognizing the realities of declining enrollment and what that might mean for the budget, because we cannot rely on state funding.
Local tax dollars aren't enough elsewhere, especially in lower income or rural parts of the state. Some still count on the state for more than 20% of their revenue. So those schools have had to get creative with funding. They focus on local business partnerships, capital campaigns, internships, so the cost doesn't fall down to their students.
In our particular case, we have a lot of hospitals that help to underwrite the costs for nursing instructors.
That's Dr. Corcoran from Illinois Valley. Six hospitals in their district contributed $8,000 per year to help the programs.
Fundraising has become a critical part of every community college president's job description.
Sauk Valley President Dave Helmick says they're now raising money to become a Promise Program community, where if accomplished, students in these areas can earn free community college tuition with a mixture of good grades and community service.
There's all kind of evidence from Promise communities that typically enrollment can increase about 20%. And much more importantly, that the economic vitality of the region just is transformed.
For the foreseeable future, alternative revenue sources like those will have to supplement the lack of state funding. Illinois Community Colleges received 16% of their funding from the state last year. And even with a budget this year, they don't expect to return to the one-third model anytime soon. I'm Peter Medlin.